Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the use of antibiotics on your dairy. The big issue is antibiotic resistance, and how do we make sure that we only use antibiotics in situations where they're actually needed. Working with a veterinarian will improve the use of antibiotics on your dairy, and it will also help us reduce the overall use of antibiotics in animal production. Now, specifically for dairy, some things that you might want to visit with your veterinarian about. How do you actually avoid the need for antibiotics? Trying to have diets that are very nutritious and support a healthy immune system would be a key factor there. If we can keep them in an environment that is stress-free, particularly when we're thinking about the calves on our dairy, making sure that it's an environment where they stay clean and dry. Sanitation procedures as well as replacing bedding when it should be will all reduce exposure that animals have to bacteria. The final thing is your vaccination program to prevent many of the diseases that we sometimes see in our dairy herds. I guess the take-home message really here is, yes, there is a desire to reduce the use of antibiotics in our animal production systems. Just keep in mind that in certain cases, we still are going to need to use antibiotics to effectively fight disease and for the health of our animals. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.